Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Please be advised. This show contains coarse language and sexual themes and is not suitable for a younger audience. Listener discretion is advised. Previously on Supermarket.
Thanksgiving is in 2 days. Elijah is a complete idiot and ordered way too many turkeys. It's too late to cancel, and we're drowning in gobbles.
Oh, my turkey lord.
I'm Theo. I work the night shifts here.
Gluck, gluck, 9000.
By the way, did you ever end up getting any cameras installed?
Yes, a single one, outside. Got it secondhand. Look.
God, my sex tape had better quality than this shit.
We've been dating for like a month, and we have yet to fuck.
Oh, okay, I'm a virgin.
What?
Help! We're being robbed!
What do you mean, we're being robbed? Who the hell would rob a shitty supermarket?
I will blow all your brains out right fucking now!
Take us to the safe, open the safe, give us the money in the safe, then everyone will be safe!
Okay, is there a safe word? What? Just in case things get a little too violent or...
Shut the fuck up!
Okay, shut the fuck up. This is a safe word.
Carson, I'm asking you out.
Oh, I didn't know you were, you know...
Gay?
Yeah. Gobble, gobble.
911 Podcast presents Supermarket. Created by Adam Marciano, Adam Blanford, Joe Diaco, Antonio Cordero, and Alexandria Benoit. Directed by Antonio Cordero, Alexandria Benoit, and Adam Marciano.
All right, everyone, listen up. I hope you all had a good few days off and enjoyed Thanksgiving with your families, because I sure as hell did not. As you all know by now, a few nights ago, we were brutally robbed by two masked assailants. We're lucky that no one got hurt, but our store is quite literally in shambles. The men broke through the front windows, costing thousands of dollars in repair, graffiti, profanity everywhere, stole tons of wood, and of course, they ransacked the wine.
Why is it always the wine?
What about all the turkeys?
Nobody touched the turkeys.
Someone touched this turkey.
You, Josh.
The men escaped before the police even got here, leaving them totally at large. Okay. Due to the thousands of dollars in damages done to the store and the thousands of unsold turkeys due to us being forced to close on Thanksgiving because of the robberies, I am sorry to announce the official foreclosure of Sing Sing Supermarket, effective next Friday.
Oh, we broke.
Can't insurance cover this?
Insurance money isn't going to come in time. We needed to sell those turkeys to cover the deductible.
Can't we just freeze the turkeys and sell them next month for Christmas?
Christmas?
Huh?
We're so in debt, I'm paying your next paychecks with my credit cards.
Do we get some sort of severance package?
No, but you can have a free turkey. Employee park.
Yeehaw.
I totally called this. Thank God I started applying for jobs the moment Carson arrived.
What? This isn't my fault.
Not directly, but of course, you're involved.
Is there anything we can do? Anything at all?
Unless we can raise $25,000 by next week to cover the deductible, then no.
Nothing at all.
No, especially not from you, Elijah. I told you to order 100 turkeys, and your dumbass ordered 10,000.
You know I'm dyslexic. What's up, baby girl? I put the slick in dyslexic. Come here.
Get off me, Elijah.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So now what? Do we have to liquidate everything?
Yes, everything is 50% off store-wide. Except turkeys. Turkeys are 90%. Maybe even 99%. If I see another turkey, I will lose my goddamn mind.
Wait a second. I have a brilliant idea.
No!
Hear me out. What if I... Drumroll, please.
Come out?
Yeah, come out. As in, come out that I have a residency here at the supermarket.
We may as well be a Vegas show with all these antics.
Everyone knows you work here, dipshit. Do you not remember TMI posted you attacking that customer, Will?
Oh, please. The pics and vids were so blurry. It needs to be announced straight from the horse's mouth.
Nay.
Where's the horse tranquilizer when you need it?
This news will totally break the internet. Ooh, we can have a PSA and post it on all socials. The goal is to attract more customers. We can even have a deal where if you buy a turkey, you can get a photo with the supermarket residency employee. Me.
This is a horrible idea.
Yeah, I think this will quite literally drive people away.
Wait, no, you guys, this is actually a genius idea.
Does anyone even want a photo with a canceled Z-list celebrity? My cat's asshole would attract more customers than Carson right now.
I mean, why not? It can't hurt.
We have nothing else to lose. We already lost your job.
Oh, and I have a ring light in the back and we can set it up in aisle 3.
And I can shoot it. I got the new iPhone.
Perfect. So Hill, I know how important the store is to you. So I'm willing to be the butt of the joke to save the store. A sacrifice. Like Jesus. I'm here to save your ass. To save our souls.
Do you mean to save our souls? It's to save our souls, not assholes, asshole.
Oh, shut it, Ember. How would you know anyways? You have no soul.
Facts.
Okay, Carson, I appreciate this, really I do, but it's okay. This sounds too much of a hassle.
No, I insist. What's the worst that can happen? Only positive things, right? Right? Right?
He became a sitcom star at age 15 until a hacker leaked a video that showed his peen. What a cruel mistress, the fame machine. He went the way of Roseanne Barr and Paula Deen. He moved back with his parents, had to get a job, but his resume was lacking, things were looking hard. Found himself begging the owner of a grocery store. Carson, Carson, sitcom star. Rags to riches, riches to rags. Pricing stickers, grocery bags. Clean that spill in aisle 12. Carson's career has been shelved.
Ma! Ma!
Carson?
What?
Oh, I was just wondering if I can have my office back.
I told you. I need this as a dressing room. A space where I can get into character and be zen while they set up my shop for your commercial / PSA. As someone who is worth $10 million,
worth $10 million.
Was? Is? What's the difference?
Well, one's present tense, the other is past.
I know the difference. I know the difference. The point is, I am basically the Jewish Jesus of Sing Sing Supermarket right now.
Jesus was Jewish.
And I'm about to be crucified for you and your company on social media. Do you know how vicious the internet can be? Specifically the comment section?
It's been over an hour, Carson. I gave you my office as a dressing room, and I even gave you food.
Oh, God forbid, you gave me a sushi tray. This is basically like my last supper.
Comparing yourself to Jesus in this situation is truly unhinged. You do realize that, right?
I'll have you know, someone who is worth $10 million...
Was
worth $10 million shouldn't be doing this for free. But here I am, giving you $10 million worth of free promo, pro bono.
Fine. 30 more minutes.
35.
34. 34 minutes more.
God damn it, Sawil! What is it now?
Carson?
Oh, Hillary. Refer to me by my last name, please. Can't I have anything star-like these days?
Okay, Mr. Carson?
You may speak.
We're ready for you.
Is it a closed set? I don't want onlookers watching my flawless performance for free.
I mean, it's just a ring light in aisle 3.
Fine. But did you get what I requested for my on-set rider?
Yes, I went ahead and told everyone that no one can make eye contact with you unless it's Theo. Theo has all access to your eyes.
He sure does. Good. And what is the temperature of the water bottles that I shall be engulfing throughout my time on set?
Exactly 43 degrees Fahrenheit, not a degree more and not a degree less.
Very good, very good. And lastly, the jelly beans. What about the jelly beans I requested for craft services?
Well, Carson, we...
Last name!
Sorry, Mr. Carson! We only have the red jelly beans, not the magenta ones like you requested. Are you okay, Mr. Carson?
No, I'm not okay. We're shooting in a goddamn supermarket and we don't have magenta jelly beans!
I don't think they even make magenta jelly.
Silence!
I will be out in 5 minutes. I need to breathe.
Copy that, sir. We'll be on standby.
God, I miss this power.
Okay, everyone. The talent is approaching the set. I repeat, the talent is approaching the set. Everyone except Theo, look away. Look away.
Fuck that. Ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do.
Bernard?
Do you want to keep your job or not? This meet and greet could potentially save Sing Sing.
Respect the talent's wishes.
It's Carson, not talent. The terms are mutually exclusive.
Shut up. Don't ruin this for us.
I have arrived. The talent has arrived.
Okay. Places, people. Places. All right, Bernard, lights.
How can I flash my light if I can't see where I'm flashing it?
Just towards the talent.
You can look just past me. It's not hard to miss.
I am a shining star after all, darling.
Oh, fuck you.
Excuse me?
No, I refuse to be a submissive little bitch. My wife makes me do that too much at home. Who do you think you are?
Right now, the supermarket messiah. Bow down, bitch.
Ha! Delusional!
Oh, delusional. Okay. I'll just walk off set then. All right, that's a wrap.
Everyone stop! Stop!
Carson, I'm so sorry. Please don't leave. Bernard.
Stop!
Fine, whatever.
Phew. Okay.
Take two. Bernard, lights.
Ring light on.
Wanda, music! Theo, camera!
Rolling.
And action, Carson.
Hi, I'm Carson. You may know me from my work on the hit sitcom series Jewish-ish. Or the straight-to-video indie flick Lady and the Troll, which won a Razzie Award not once, not twice, but thrice. However, listing off my resume of quality acting work is not what this video is about today. In fact, quite the contrary. You see, you may be asking yourself at this very moment, why is Carson standing in the middle of a grocery store aisle? Specifically,
the Depends aisle.
Sorry, it's the only aisle that's never busy.
As of late, I have decided to take a step away from the burning spotlight of the biz we call show, and return to my very roots as a supermarket employee. Yes, the rumors are true. Was this by choice? No, absolutely not. But I said, what the hey? Do it for the plot. Working here at the Sing Sing supermarket has truly been a wonderful experience. Being treated as an equal to my peers has been such a wonderful, freeing, grounding, humbling experience.
My ass.
However, we at the Sing Sing supermarket are a dying breed. We are going extinct, aka we are closing down. But you have the power to Uno reverse our fate. I am introducing to what I like to call the Carson meet and greet. If you buy some turkey at 90% off, you will be able to greet me. Besides, it's not every day you get to take a photo with someone who is worth $10 million.
Was worth
$10 million. Come in today. We are located in Carson, California.
And cut. Great work.
You're looking at me.
Right. Sorry. No eye contact.
How did I do, Theo?
Can I look at you?
Of course you can. Don't be ridiculous.
You did great.
Hillary, post it. I'm a one-take wonder, darling.
Posting now. Just write in the caption.
One take is all Suhail gets. As someone who is worth $10 million, I...
Was worth.
For fuck's sakes. I'll be in my dressing room, eating red jelly beans, not magenta.
Hey, Carson. Wait up.
Ah, Theo.
So, I was just wondering if you'd still like to, go on our date tonight?
Oh, of course. Where are you taking me? Greg's? Mr. Chow's? The nice guy? Nobu? Those are all hot Hollywood paparazzi spots.
Actually, I was thinking something more low-key, away from all the cameras.
Sorry, I think I just misheard you. Did you say something low-key and away from all the cameras, or is my ear hole clogged up again?
You heard me right.
Huh, odd. You know, most guys only date me for the cameras and the fame.
I was hoping it'll just be a night of you and I. Something low-key. I want to get to know you for you, not for your fame. Is that okay?
Sorry, my brain literally couldn't compute that. It's actually still rendering now. Almost done. Okay, complete. Got it. So where do you want to go? We can go to my house, or maybe yours.
Or what about here?
Here. As in the Sing Sing supermarket?
Yeah, who cares? This shithole is closing soon anyway, and Sahil doesn't have cameras past the entrance, so it'll just totally be us.
Oh, you're being totally dead-ass right now, aren't you?
Yeah, dead-ass.
Like dead-ass, dead-ass.
Dead-ass, 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 ass. My ass is so dead, it's corpse-ass.
Oh, that's tragic.
It is.
You know, since I'm in my humble era, this feels very on-brand to do. So, yes, I'm down.
It's a date, then. I have the keys from a night shift, so I'll let you in through the back around 10 p.m., we can eat whatever we'd like since everything's on liquidation and Suhail will never notice. Except maybe he'll notice if we take some wine. He always notices when I take the wine.
You're also the wine perpetrator.
What? Long lonely nights at the supermarket. Gotta pass the time somehow. See you tonight.
Mr. Carson?
Oh, Hillary, please. Call me by my first name.
Okay, Carson, your video has already reached 500,000 views in 5 minutes.
Oh my god, call me Miss Rona. I've gone viral.
Okay, Miss Rona.
I'm kidding, Hillary. Anyways, what are the comments saying? Are they bad? They're always bad. The comment section is where a soul goes to die.
All positive. Everyone has so much sympathy for you and want to help. So many people say they're going to come by and buy turkeys.
Oh my god. I didn't think this might actually work. My impact. My relevance. I still got it, baby. I still got it. Yellow. Shut the frick up.
What?
Shut the frick up.
What?
Shut the frickity frackity frack up.
What?
Yes. Of course. I'll be there. Of course. Ta-ta. Hillary, Oprah saw my video!
What?
She has a proposal for me and the supermarket, and she has summoned me to her office in LA to meet right now!
What?
Girl, you've got to find another word other than what?
Like what?
Okay, I'm leaving now. If Suhail asks, tell him that I'm saving the day yet again.
What?
No, but actually just say that because, you know, I know I just exposed to the entire world where I work, but Theo has really inspired me to try to be more private.
Entering my elusive era. Ciao for now!
What?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Listen here, you little schmuck. Carson, you are meeting Oprah frickin' Winfrey. Act professional. Act calm. Act cool. You got this.
You are a star, baby. A star. You are an icon. You are a legend. You are
the moment.
No one can take this away from you. No one. I repeat, no one.
Except maybe yourself.
Hi, Mr. Carson? Yeah, I'm Oprah's assistant. We spoke on the phone.
Yes, that was me. Sorry about the yelling in the elevator just now. I was on the phone with
You weren't on the phone.
Yeah, I wasn't on the phone. No.
Follow me. Oprah is ready for you. Right this way.
So, do you know what Oprah wants to meet me about? You were very vague on the phone.
I have no clue. All I know is she is inspired. And when Oprah is inspired, steer clear. Because she will stop at nothing. Absolutely nothing. Until it gets done. Oprah, may I present to you Carson Carson. Good luck.
Thank you.
Carson! Carson!
Oprah!
Wow. I just have to say, I saw your video, and I am mind blown. For someone who was as famous as you, for someone who was as rich as you.
Well, $10 million to be exact.
To be working at such a humble job, it brought tears to my eyes. Tears! I went down a rabbit hole of you, and I have to admit, the way the internet, society, the world has treated you after that sex tape got leaked is ludicrous. I mean, who doesn't have a sex tape? Well, Stedman and I don't. I see him maybe 2 times a year. He lives in another wing on my compound. Even though sometimes I wish he would come pound me. But I digress. I had to meet with you today, Carson, Carson, because I have a proposal. A proposal you cannot refuse.
Anything for you, Oprah.
I want to reboot your image. Reintroduce you back into society. Carson Carson 2.0. I want to do a one-hour special of your life at the supermarket. Document a day in the life of Carson Carson at the Sing Sings.
Oh my God, yes!
But we have to do this smart, strategic, calculated. We can't have a camera crew following you around, as that is just so obvious.
Of course.
It's too boo-hoo poor little old Carson Carson.
Agreed.
So, I had to think long and hard on how we can do this authentically. And I came up with the perfect solution.
What's in that briefcase?
I call these Oprah on the wall. Get it?
Yeah.
Like a fly on the wall. But it's me, Oprah. All these little peanut-sized domes are little cameras that shoot in 4K. I got them from the U.S. military to borrow for this special episode. My vision is to place these cameras all over the store and roll them 24 hours to capture the true essence of what it's like to be you. A fallen star who works at the supermarket. My editors will have access to the camera's live feed, and we will condense it all into a one-hour special with I, Oprah Winfrey, narrating your story. The audience will have no choice but to have sympathy for you. Plus, this will be great promotion for your store. It's a win-win for everyone.
Say less. Where do I sign up?
Great. Sign here, here, and here.
What does it all say? I'm sorry, I'm not a reader. When I get offered roles, I usually pay people to read the scripts and the contracts for me.
Oh, it's just giving us consent to film you and your co-workers, also giving us full access to the store.
Shouldn't they also sign?
You can do it on their behalf. Plus, the store is closing down anyway, isn't it? I'm sure they'd be appreciative they're going to be on Oprah.
True.
Okay, let's talk payment. I will be getting paid for this, right?
Yes, of course. Paid in exposure!
Wow, exposure! Once again, Carson Carson saving the day!
Carson has ruined the day!
What is happening? Why are so many people lining up outside?
Carson posted a video saying how if people come in and buy turkeys, they can get a photo op with him. Except he's nowhere to be found. We all tried calling him, and to no avail.
Oh, I tried to give the pigeons a written letter, you know, a handwritten it, to give to him. But they just kept flying away. They don't have any thumbs.
And I tried to send smoke signals from my barn, but I can only write in smoke, send nudes, and we don't want to see any more of those from him.
I didn't even know Carson had fans left.
We want a picture with that broke loser, Carson!
Yup, figured.
Oh my God! Are those tomatoes? Are people throwing tomatoes through the broken windows? Oh shit! Duck! Ha! Missed!
This is all a fraud. I bet Carson doesn't even work here.
No, he does, unfortunately. He really does. People, we're trying to find him. Ah, how dare you throw a tomato at me?
Ha, good throw, man.
Thanks.
Okay, I may know where he is.
Where?
He said, if anyone asks,
spit it out!
I'm struggling here.
With?
Confidentiality. You know how I get with that. I'm HR. Confidentiality's in my blood. It's in my soul.
Hillary, I swear to God.
If it helps. He said he's saving the day.
Well, over 100 people are outside throwing tomatoes at us thanks to him. So tell us where Bitch Boy is.
All right. He's in a meeting with Oprah.
Yeah. And I'm in a meeting with Wesley Badger to go to the bottom of the ocean. Be for real!
I am!
Oprah?
Oprah?
Like the Oprah?
Seriously? Name me another individual you've ever heard of in your life named Oprah other than the Oprah, Josh.
Actually, my friend's brother's ex-girlfriend's aunt's dog sitter's accountant was named Oprah. Fun fact.
What the hell is Carson doing with Oprah?
We want Carson.
Okay, signed, sealed, and delivered. So, when do we begin filming?
Well, we already have. When Oprah's inspired, Oprah moves fast. I've sent my men ahead of our meeting. They're currently at Sing Sing setting up the cameras, discreetly. They've told me it's very busy right now in the store. No one will even detect them.
Busy in the store? Oh, shit! Wait, I totally forgot about my meet and greet! I gotta go, Oprah.
I'll be watching!
God, you're good.
This is your comeback. Don't mess this up.
My comeback era.
Sponsored by Oprah. Alexa, stop. Sorry, every time I say, sponsored by Oprah, Alexa plays angel voices. Anyway, they don't call me Oprah for no reason.
Fist bump, Oprah. Get it? Bruh, because, you know, you're my bra now.
Don't call me that.
Noted.
Please leave my office.
Leaving.
7 hours later.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Theo.
It's Carson.
I'm in the back of the Sing Sing. Come get me.
Well, damn, look at you. You look so good. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you were filming something.
Pardon me?
Nah, I just mean you look like a movie star.
Oh, right, thanks. Yeah, I want to, you know, dress up for the occasion. You know what they say, you could die at any moment, and I wanted this to be my ghost outfit.
Meanwhile, I look like shit. Suihil made me stay and clean up all the tomatoes people were throwing.
Tomatoes?
Yeah, you silly goose. People were pissed you were a no-show for your meet and greet today.
Wow, really? Huh, I didn't realize I still had so many adoring fans.
You don't.
Oh.
It was more they wanted a photo with, quote, a real human turkey. Hillary said you had a meeting with Oprah, but we all chalked that up to you being your cute delusional self.
Yep, Oprah. How a dick. Just my delulu self back at it again.
Okay, I set up a picnic for us in aisle 3.
Oh, how cute.
But I want to surprise you with the setup. I'm going to cover your eyes and direct you where to walk.
Okay.
Wait. Let me turn off the lights to make this a little more romantic.
Okay.
Okay, walk straight.
Something that we are both not.
Now turn right.
Okay. Ah, oop.
That's left.
Yep.
And Elijah is gonna kill you for ruining his canto. Okay, keep walking. Okay, stop. And 3, 2, 1. Voila.
It's pitch dark.
Oh, wait. Let me light the candles. Just a second here. Okay. Voila. Do you like it?
Depends.
What?
No, I mean it's aisle 3. The Depends aisle? Oh, I do like it, yeah.
Thanks. I got the flowers from the flower department. Had to fight Wanda on a discount. She's cheap. Got the baguette from the bakery department. Elijah cut me fresh meat, and I did not steal the wine.
Oh, I'm very proud of you.
Oh, and my mom even gave us some leftover turkeys. She cooks it. Mwah. Chef's kiss.
You know, this is the sweetest thing anyone has ever done for me.
No way. I'm sure you've had many, many rich Hollywood men.
I mean, true. Lil Nas X did fly me out to Paris once for dinner. Oh, and Neil Patrick Harris did buy me that Bentley before he was married. Yeah. But this is very thoughtful. Thank you, Theo.
Look, I'm a simple guy. I may not have much, or anything at all, really, but I have heart, and I put thought into everything I do. I get you're the star, and I'm totally okay with that. I'll just be in the background. Supporting you.
Wow, you're perfect.
Let's eat.
Let's.
Look, I also just want to say thank you for being patient and supportive of me.
What do you mean?
I mean, keeping us low-key, private.
It's killing me not to soft launch you on my Insta story, but I get it.
My family is super religious, and if they ever found out I was bisexual, well, if anyone found out I was bi, it would ruin me.
Wait. You're not out yet? I thought you were...
Oh, hell no. That's why I wanted to do this privately. To get to know you, and, you know, to get to know myself and see if this is for me.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Elijah, Wanda, and my mom think I'm on a date with a girl. Hey, why did you blow out the candles?
Darkness! I like darkness! What if Suhail added more cameras? I'm getting the feeling that he might have added some more cameras around here.
Hey, trust me. It's just us right now. No one's watching.
Oh, she's watching. She's always watching.
Who's?
Oh, I'm gonna be sick.
Was it the turkey?
I gotta go.
Hey, where are you going? Carson! We can sit in darkness. I like darkness too.
Oh, I'm going to hell. Judging based on how hot the summer was, there is no way I will survive hell. Oprah, I know you have cameras everywhere. If you're listening to me, cut the cameras. Deadass! I cannot out this sweet man.
Carson, what's wrong, man? Did I freak you out by telling you I'm not out? I'm sorry, I thought...
Look, Theo, you're a really nice guy, okay? Too nice for me. I don't deserve you. And I'm very sorry for what's about to come. Please don't hate me. I can't even look at you. I gotta go, I'm sorry.
Carson!
Believe it or not, the characters, persons, and events depicted in this program are entirely fictional. Any similarities or resemblance to person or persons, living or dead, company or business, is unintentional and entirely coincidental. Deadass. Supermarket stars Adam Murciano as Carson Carson, Alexandria Benoit as Ember, Sujith Varghese as Suhail Singh, Ryan Rosary as Elijah, Chris Burton as Josh Carson, Angela Mariano Thurston as Wanda, Robin Devert as Penny, Douglas E. Hughes as Bernard, Janelle Heron as Hillary, and Graham Parkhurst as Theo. Guest starring Hillary Warden as Oprah. Additional performances by Crystal Storm and Emma Nossel. Directed by Antonio Cordero, Alexandria Benoit, and Adam Murciano. Written by Adam Murciano, Alexandria Benoit, Antonio Cordero, Adam Blanford, and Joe Diaco. Executive produced by Adam Murciano. Produced by Michelle Dorian, Courtney Spaxman, and Antonio Cordero. Sound design and dialogue editing by Adam Murciano. Recorded by Michael Grundy at Winchwood Sound and Carlin Nicholson at Pineship Sound, Toronto, Ontario. Theme song by Joe Diaco. Theme song performed by Andriana Shabbat. Special thanks to ACTRA Toronto. For more on Supermarket, including bloopers and behind the scenes, check out the show notes. Supermarket is a 911 podcast production.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.